The U.S. Census Bureau projects America will become a majority-minority country in 2044. As minority populations continue to grow, they may play a more important role in electing officials to political office. A forum is being organized for Saturday in an effort to create more conversation between politicians and immigrant communities in Arkansas right now. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda met with two of the event's organizers this week, and she has this report.
In 2016, Irvin Gamacho ran for state representative of District 89. Although he did not win the seat representing a portion of Springdale, he has remained active in the community. Earlier this year, he created a new group called Progressive Latinx in Arkansas Politics.
I've been involved in politics for 3 years now, and I've seen that there is some sort of bridge missing between people running for office, politicians in general, people in office, with the Latinx community. So I wanted to create something where we can create bridges and these people can understand our communities, but at the same time, we can still remain to hold our community, or not our communities, but these politicians accountable.
Irvin's wife, Myra, says one of the issues that can keep the Latinx community from being more involved in politics is having to focus on the struggles of daily life.
Especially if they're immigrants, their priorities are get to work, work long hours, get the kids to school, pick up the kids. It's a lot of busyness in their daily tasks. The least on their mind is probably going to be, oh, crap, who's my candidate? Which is important now. We've seen people rise up and say, hey, like, who do I vote for? Hey, whose name do I keep in mind?
From a candidate's standpoint, it can be difficult to build a relationship with an immigrant community they don't belong to because they don't know where to start to bridge that gap.
I had spoken to some elected officials in the past, and some of the things that they would comment or some of the statements that they would make would be, well, how can I, you know, reach out to the Latinx community? Or, you know, I get invited by a certain immigrant community to this event, but I never get invited by the Latinx community. And I would think to myself, why do we need to invite you? Shouldn't you be the one reaching out to them? That's how I see it. That's how we see it. That's our perspective. That's what this opportunity is for, to let them know, look, here are our issues. This is just an intro because there's so much information to cover. But go to your respective areas and reach out to your neighborhoods, the neighborhoods that you've never stepped foot on, the people that you've never talked to, you know, those immigrant communities that you've never reached out to. So that's why part of the reason why we know that immigrant communities, it's not that they don't care. It's mostly they're just so busy trying to make a living and trying to survive.
In an effort to create dialogue between politicians and immigrants, the Camachos and other members of the community have organized a forum Saturday at the Jones Center in Springdale, where candidates can come and listen to minority groups discuss issues important to them,
such as immigration overall in the U.S., specifically in Arkansas as well, DACA, DREAM Act. You know, it's a hot topic, TPS as well. 287G. Also, our Muslim brothers and sisters, we are hoping that we will have somebody there as well, give their testimony and speak on that issue. And hopefully refugees, too. We're still in the planning process. But that is our hope, that we can just shine light on these issues. And it will be simultaneously, they will be talking with a PowerPoint there. Of course, we'll have Senator Joyce Elliott, who has been very active in advocating for the DREAM Act at the legislative level. So we're really excited to hear about her.
The forum is nonpartisan and open to candidates from any political party. Irvin says politicians from around the state have confirmed their attendance.
It's kind of like a mini conference, you know, that you can go to and really learn about the immigrant community. So that's kind of how I vision it as, like people from all across the state can come, learn, build connections with immigrant leaders here in Northwest Arkansas that do a lot of work across the state. So it's really a win-win situation for them.
At the end of the forum, if time allows, organizers would like candidates to have the opportunity to participate in a Q&A session with presenters. Myra says this forum is a public discussion, so it's free and open to anyone.
We definitely ask everyone to come in with an open mind and an open heart. You know, because you're going to be listening to people, amazing people that are going to be putting in the emotional labor to get this point across. So we just ask, everyone's invited. We just ask for the respect and, again, like I said, just the open minds and open hearts.
Yeah. Immigrant Conversations with Arkansas Candidates is scheduled for 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday at the Jones Center in Springdale. More information is available at facebook.com/PLIAP movement. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.